Welcome to We Solemnly Swear on the Colson Podcast. We are a group of sisters who want to share our crazy passion and knowledge of the wizarding world with our fellow Potterheads. Today we have, well, Tori. Just me. You're Ravenclaw. We're talking about Quidditch. Yes. So I've just been bored. COVID has taken away so much in our lives. And luckily it hasn't taken away books because dang, son. I'd be out of my mind if I didn't have some books. but I was thinking, I was like, you know what? Like, my husband's been complaining about there's no sports. And I mean, there's a little bit of comeback, but for the longest time, we didn't have anything, right? So I wrote this. I just was reading in the first Harry Potter with my kids, and I was like, oh man, we're doing this. So, guys, we're going to take it back to the very first ever Quidditch match for Harry. Clearly, I can't go back all the way that far. So not in Prisoner of Azkaban, because that's a different book. Philosopher's Stone, that's it. It says, hardly anyone had seen Harry play because Wood had decided that, as their secret weapon, Harry should be kept, well, secret. But the news that he was playing Seeker had leaked out somehow, and Harry didn't know which was worse, people telling him he'd be brilliant or people telling him that they'd be running around underneath him holding a mattress. In Philosopher's Stone, the first year, Hermione actually gives Harry his book, Quidditch Through the Ages. Has anyone read that book? I need to get it. Let's be honest. Anyway, in Quidditch Through the Ages, Harry learns, and we all apparently will learn too. I will learn when I get the book. Harry learns that there were 700 ways of committing a Quidditch foul, and that all of them had happened during a World Cup match in 1473. That Seekers were usually the smallest and fastest players, and that the most serious Quidditch accidents seemed to happen to them. So that was super bolstering news to read for Harry. Oh my gosh, I can't even imagine. Yeah, that'd be pretty. Let's be honest. Quidditch would be pretty intense, right? Yeah, there's no one to talk to me. Okay, it's fine. We're going to see if this works, guys. All right, so here we go. We're just going to go by play-by-play. Just imagine it in your minds. The beautiful Quidditch field just elegantly laid out before you. So, the morning of the match, senseless Seamus tells Harry, you need your strength. Seekers are always the one that gets clobbered by the other team. Like, gee, thanks, Seamus. Like, shut up, Seamus. So, 11 a.m. Let's get ready to rumble! oh my goodness. Okay, so in Madame Hooch, this year and every year's referee has gathered the opposing teams out onto the field. Madame Hooch yells, I want a nice fair game, all of you. She probably doesn't sound like that. That was a horrible thing. Anyway, so she seems to be directing her warning to the troll-blooded Slytherin captain, Marcus Flint. No love lost there. The teams have mounted their brooms. There's a whistle, and they're off. And the quaffle is taken immediately by Angelina Johnson of Gryffindor. Excellent chaser, that girl. And she's been really belting along up there. A neat pass to Alicia Spinnett, a good find of Oliver Woods, back to Johnson, and oh no, the Slytherins have taken the quaffle. Slytherin captain Marcus Flint gains the quaffle, and off he goes, Flint flying like an eagle up there. He's going as good, no stop by the excellent move of Gryffindor keeper Wood, and the Gryffindors have taken the quaffle, and that's chaser Katie Bell of Gryffindor there. Nice dive around Flint, off up the field, and ouch, oh that must have hurt, hit in the back by the head up by a bludger. Quaffle taken by the Slytherins. That's Adrian Pusey speeding off towards the goalpost, but he's blocked by the second bludger, sent this way by Fred or George Weasley. I can't tell which. Nice play, by the way. Anyway, the Johnson is back in possession of the quaffle. A clear field ahead, and off she goes! She's really flying, dodging a speeding bludger. The goalposts are ahead. Come on now, Angelina. Keeper. Belchley dives. Misses. Ah! Gryffindor scores! Ah! The crowd goes wild! Gryffindor's newbie flying high. Staying out of trouble, it seems. Looks like Wood coached him to keep out of the way until he spots the snitch. We'll see if that game plan works out for the Gryffindors today. Quaffle in the Gryffindors' possessions. Wood has put together a solid team with excellent chasers. Oh, and Slytherin back in possession. Chaser Pusey ducks two Bludgers, two Weasleys, and a chaser bell and speeds toward the... Wait a moment. Was that the snitch? Where are two seekers? Seekers Potter and Terrence Higgins are in a dive. They're neck and neck. Chaser Pusey has dropped the quaffle. All six chasers, it seems, have decided to watch their seekers as they zoom towards the snitch. Potter is lighter than Higgs. Maybe Terrence should have laid off those extra pies over the summer. Potter puts on a bit more speed and... Wow! Out of nowhere, chaser Marcus Flint throws himself in the path of the Gryffindor seeker. And the red and gold stands are calling, foul! Yes, Madame Hooch has given the Gryffindors a free penalty. Taken by Spinnet, who puts it away. No trouble. We continue play. Gryffindor is still in possession. Belle has the quaffle. She dodges Flint. Nope, Slytherin is now in possession. Flint with the quaffle. Passes Spinnet. Passes Belle and, oh, hit hard in the face by a bludger. Oh man, I hope it broke his nose. Slytherin score! Nope, wait, what's that Potter doing? It seems, ladies and gentlemen, that Seeker Potter is putting on some sort of death-defying show for us all. Potter is balancing on his bucking broom and holding on for dear life. The crowd has definitely noticed. Whoa, Harry does several barrel rolls. Just managed to hold on. What is happening? The crowd is now on their feet, watching the new seeker dangle dangerously from his broom. Both Weasley beaters are attempting to assist their comrade. But whoa, folks, Potter and his broom jerk higher, and still, they can't get close to him. Something must be going on. This is weird. Both beaters are now circling below the seeker in hopes of catching him, it seems. Ah, and it looks as though the Slytherin chaser is taking advantage of the scene as he quickly scores 5 goals. That ambitious Slytherin. What ho? There seems to be a small fire in the stands. Today's match is all over the place. Hey, the Gryffindor seeker is back on his broom. Potter, it seems, is speeding towards the ground. Uh-oh, he looks like he's going to be sick. It definitely would be. I would be too, folks, after that rodeo he just survived. Wait. Is that... It is! It's the snitch! Newbie Potter practically swallowed the snitch! That's the game! The winner to Gryffindor, 170-60. What a game! I cannot wait to see what this Potterkin brings to... Oh. I cannot wait to see what this Potterkin brings next time. Oh my goodness, I hope you all found that entertaining because I thought that was great. Clearly. Anyway. Beautiful peeps, I hope you tune in for another Quidditch game. Tell me if these are good. Also, just tune in and check out at We Solemnly Swear cast on Instagram. Tell me, I guess. Today's just me. But to tell us all the things. Tell us what you like, what you don't like. Tell me if I should do these, continue these. That's a good one. Let's just know. Also, which one's your favorite Quidditch match? Beautiful peeps. That's all, folks. Mischief managed.